It's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of Kiss of Death Podcast, the number one podcast for the Fans First Sports Network. That's Jeremy Brenner. I'm Mike Brown. Jeremy, tell me if I'm wrong, but the Rockets, at this point, they're on pace to go to the NBA Finals this year after destroying the New Orleans Pelicans tonight in Birmingham, 120-87.
First of all, hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hi. Yeah, if only these damn games would count, man.
I know.
Jesus.
I know.
Jesus, it'd be nice. Winning by 30 plus on the road is not easy to do. I don't care if it's preseason. I don't care if it's rec league. Maybe rec league. It depends on the level of competition. But this is the NBA, and it's hard to do that in the NBA regardless. So props to the Houston Rockets getting this win. Yes, it won't matter tomorrow, but tonight we celebrate.
Jeremy, I gotta ask you this. So my Cougars are on TV, 35-32, 2 minutes left. Looks like they're going for a win. Rockets win, don't play again until Monday. I'm en route to go see the Dolphins play on Sunday. Do the sports gods let me go 3-0? I don't know. I don't know the answer to that.
I don't know if the sports gods really give a shit about preseason basketball.
That's fair. You know, that's right. And the Astros are in the ALCS. I should have probably mentioned that. Nobody cares about preseason basketball, but just throwing it out there, just that would be a picture perfect week and weekend. Look, let's preface what we're about to say. We said it on the last show. It's preseason basketball. Doesn't count. Nobody cares. That's not true. Because there's nobody in this world, I got to be honest, Jeremy, that cares more than you and I do. We have done this, congrats, 470th show tonight. And we have watched, for the most part, nothing but bad basketball. Just as a whole, those 470 shows, trades of James Harden, tearing down the organization from to the bottom, right? I'm going to take satisfaction in what I've seen the last two nights. They're playing hard. They're playing defense. They actually have a point guard to set up the offense. Dylan Brooks is nutshotting guys and getting kicked out in the first preseason game of the year to give us more enjoyable shows to do. I love what I see from the Rockets. Like, on so many levels, Jabari balling out. Jalen Green looks good. Şengün is trying defensively. I like what I see, and I'm excited about it.
Nothing makes me happier, Mike, than to see you excited about this. But the main point and the main takeaway I want to take from tonight's game.
Yes.
This team is playing like there's a big old bag of Doritos on their shoulder for sure. And
I like it.
The other shoulder's got Cool Ranch. Nacho cheese on the left and Cool Ranch on the right. This team's playing like they are pissed off, and they should be, rightfully so. They've been the worst team in the league the last three seasons. They've been the laughing stock of the league really ever since they traded James Harden. Even while James Harden was with Houston, you know, they weren't respected, I feel, by the rest of the NBA fully. And I think it looks like Ime Udoka's got something to prove as well. Everyone on this team has something to prove, and they're playing like it, and they're coaching like it too.
Yeah. And again, we're here. For people who are new to the show, who are listening to the show, first of all, thank you. You and I, we go live after every single game. We don't have a 30-minute meeting like, hey, what are we going to talk about? Game ends, we come live. We're going to talk exactly about what we saw. And what we just saw was a beatdown of the Pelicans. I mean, they dominated this game from the beginning to the end. And for the crowd out there that wants to say, well, the Pelicans didn't play anybody. Okay, Valanciunas played 25 minutes. McCollum played 23 minutes. Herb Jones played 23 minutes. Zion played 22 minutes. And Brandon Ingram played 22 minutes. Alvarado and Larry Nance are legitimately the only two notable names that didn't play. And Jock Landale didn't play tonight for the Rockets. And the Rockets came out and beat the drums off of them. I mean, the Pelicans couldn't hold on to the ball. The Rockets causing turnovers everywhere. Jeremy, I'm telling you, there's something about this team. And I don't know who has the bigger fingerprint so far on the team, whether it's Van Fleet or Udoka. Screams Udoka to me. But also, let's give a shout-out to our boy Ben Sullivan, the shooting coach, because the team looks like Jalen Green has a smoother stroke. I mean, I know that you and I mean, it's preseason, whatever. We're here to vibe. We're here to party. We're 2-0. The guys look like they care. This is going to be a fun year.
Dare I say we should call this group? And we're doctoring some nicknames for this team.
Greatest Rockets team of all time.
I'm going to go with Fred McCartney and the Fleetles. Let me take that one back. You like calling him Van Fleet, but I say
I like Freddy.
Fred and the Van Vleetles. How about that?
I like it. Dude, I'm with it.
Van Vleetles running the offense, getting buckets night in, night out. It's like the Heatles, but the Vleetles.
I'm with it. Jabari 22-10 tonight. I don't know where that came from, but I like it.
What's great about this team right now is that the way that they're built, I mean, yes, like Jalen, you could argue is like your highest ceiling guy. And yes, like, you know, what's his name? And Van Vliet is your highest paid player. So obviously but the Rockets can win multiple ways. There's multiple ways in which this team can vibe. And tonight, your leading scorer was Jabari Smith. So like anybody can go off on any given night. And that is a really tough matchup for other teams because they have to make sure they're pushing the off button in multiple different spots. They got to put their hand there, there, there. And then it becomes a game of Twister. And now it's like.
And it is worthy to note that, again, this is preseason. All right. We can't emphasize that enough, but I agree with you. I mean, I'm right there with you because when you look at this team going into the regular season, they're going to be a tough out for any team any night. I don't care who it is, because while there's questions to be answered down the row about the roster, who you're going to keep, who you're not going to keep, you have enough length on this team. Just look at the length that you have. The amount of guys that you can throw at other teams' wings and guards is substantial. Like, you have Jabari, Tari, Cam, Brooks, Fred Van Fleet, Jalen Green, and Amen Thompson. I mean, if Amen Thompson is serviceable at the NBA level, I mean, dude, you saw it tonight. They got speed to burn on this court. Like, you can slow it down with Fred VanVleet. You can push it with Amen. You want to put Tate out there. You want to put – and what's his name? Jonathan Fagan touched on it tonight. I thought Tate played a heck of a game tonight. He showed exactly what he is. He doesn't need the ball in his hands. He can impact the game on so many different levels. He's going to have a role on this team this year.
Yeah, Jayshon's fighting for minutes just like everyone on this roster is, and you can definitely see it with him that he recognizes that. And that's so key. That's so key for Tate. I really like the energy around this team right now, you know? And they're going to take, like, and their goal should be, we're going to be competitive every single night.
That's it.
And the thing is, they're going to, and that was kind of the goal last year, and they fell short of that. I think it's safe to say that they weren't competitive in every game, but I think with this roster, they can be, and I do think that they can win hopefully about half of their games this year. I mean, I think a 40 win season for the Rockets this year is would have everyone really excited. Like that's a play-in team. And look, the West is going to be a gauntlet. Like team in the West is pretty even. Like there's not a team that's like maybe Denver, but even last year, like Denver was the number one seed in the West, but they weren't a runaway number one. And like you could argue that Phoenix as well, but Phoenix is not going to put as much emphasis on the regular season as other teams.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
I mean, the West is going to be wide open this year. It's going to be very competitive. And the Rockets are going to be a team that if you don't show up, it's an issue.
You're going to get run out of the building.
It's going to be an issue. Yeah, and the thing is, it's like, and you may feel that early on. I think that's part of maybe what the Pelicans felt tonight. You know, early in that first quarter, you know, it was pretty even. But the Rockets in that second quarter, that's when the defense really hit another level. And that's how this game turned in from a short lead to a large one really quick. And that's the thing. If you have one good quarter like that, it can really change the outcome of the game. So I think that's what happened tonight. And then obviously you saw the second half, starters didn't play as much. So, you know, maybe if starters, you know, played throughout the four quarters, maybe we see a slightly closer result than the 30 plus that it was tonight. But I would be surprised if the outcome wouldn't have gone in the Rockets' favor. They were the better team tonight. Yeah. And we'll love to see it. I don't care if it's preseason or rec league or whatever. Win's a win is a win is a win is a win, Michael Brown.
I totally agree, dude. And I think, first of all, we got to give a shout out to our boy, Uncle Jeff, tonight.
Yes.
Who had a nasty, nasty. Like, it was reminiscent of, do you remember the dunk by Ryan Anderson it was at Phoenix where Craig Ackerman literally almost lost his life emotionally when he called out that play. Like look, one's a regular season game, one's not, but I got that vibe from Uncle Jeff. And we touched on Jeff Green on a previous show. The more I thought about it, I totally agree with you. He's not going to play every night, but his presence. And I started thinking about just the overall regular season. And you and I, we don't play every night, but we talk about the Rockets every night. We're watching every single game. We know what type of grind this season is. It's going to be so key that I feel like if the Rockets get into a bad patch this year versus last year, they now have the pieces in place that they did not have last year, that they're going to be able to pull themselves out and pull themselves out quickly. When you're surrounded by veteran voices like Freddie and Dylan and Udoka And having, I'll tell you what, we haven't talked about him a lot. I think having Tiago Splitter on the staff is huge for the Rockets. Because we touched on this last year, you and I. The last few years, I've hated the Rockets' assistant coaches. I think they've been useless. They weren't any good. No disrespect to Jeff Hornacek. Well, I take that back. A lot of disrespect to him because I hated him as a Jazz and I hated him even more as a coach. But you know what I'm saying? Like having Tiago Splitter there, who's going to help Şengün, having guys like Ben Sullivan, who are highly regarded across the league, Royal Ivy, who's a big name across the league, has a lot of respect from the players. The Rockets could not have done a better job. I'm going to go out and say that this offseason could not have done a better job setting themselves up for as successful a season as they potentially are about to have.
Upgrades. That's the word that best exemplifies everything you just said. It's an upgraded roster. It's an upgraded coaching staff. And awesome. Therefore, hopefully you have an upgraded team. And to kind of go back with Jeff Green a little bit, right? Look, this is a preseason game, right? This is nothing. Jeff Green, before the last game that he had played in the NBA was an NBA Finals game. Yep. He just won a championship, right? Like he could have easily gone like back to Denver or to a team that Miami, Boston, you know, a place that needed a veteran like him to go out and get another ring. No, this dude came back to Houston.
Yep. Well, and money. I mean, money talk.
Yes. No, of course. But at the end of the day, you know, Jeff Green's made millions and millions of dollars in his career. He's 16 years in the league, I think. 17 years in the league, something like that. He's made a lot of money in his career, you know. And yes, maybe he got a couple more million from the Rockets versus another contender, but – the Rockets couldn't necessarily promise him that they were going to be a contender this year. And so I think that by looking at Jeff Green and doing what he's doing in a preseason game, that's got to rub off on the younger players on the roster. And that's got to say, well, look at Uncle Jeff pouring it out in a preseason game. Like that, I really want that to be like something that the team builds off of, because when the season does get tough in the middle of the year, you know, if you're like, hey, like, you know, Jeff Green can get you like 5 minutes and give you max effort for so long, you know, it's like, well, damn, like I can go and give, my minutes as well. And those are the wins, Mike, that make the difference. If the Rockets are going to be in the mix this year for a play-in spot, it's going to come down to a couple of games. And those middle of the road games, the games where you need to get that little bit, like hopefully the Rockets here, they're going to be in a bunch of close games and they're going to hopefully win some of them. And whether or not they win these close games or lose these close games, that's going to determine whether they are a postseason team or back in the lottery. And you want to be in that postseason picture this year if you're going to try to not get that top four pick. Like they've definitely shown so far. Yeah. So yeah, I would say like that is like you brought it up. I'm just trying to emphasize the impact Jeff Green's going to have with Houston. It's a big deal for sure.
Uncle Jeff,
welcome back.
Let's talk about Boban tonight. I mean, Boban looks solid too. I mean, four points, five rebounds. Yes, it is garbage time. I've come to appreciate him more in the thought of the signing. I know I tweeted this a couple of days ago. I do want to get your quick take. I take a flyer on Kai Jones, who Charlotte cut out of University of Texas. See, he's exactly the type of guy, just to give you a little – the listeners a little bit of background, he's the type of guy that I want on this roster at the back end, or I wanted, I should say, versus a guy like Boban, because he's young. I think he's got great upside. I see why people, if it came down to those two guys, why people would want Boban over Kai Jones. If the Rockets have a shot at a Kai Jones, I'll tell you this, I'd rather have Kai Jones on this roster than Aaron Holiday, and it's not even close, especially with the addition of Reggie Bullock, because I think the addition of Bullock makes Holiday expendable, and you're talking about a big body in Kai Jones. I think you could find something there.
I don't agree with that 100%. honestly, the part that I probably agree with is taking the flyer.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely.
I don't hate that idea, Mike. You know, Kai Jones has spent his career so far in Charlotte, and he hasn't blossomed, but he's also kind of been a product of the system that Charlotte's in. And Charlotte has been in a very similar system to that of Houston, where they just have so many young guys, not enough playing time, not enough minutes, and not the right coach. And so they have too many things that are like going against him, right? And so because of that, if you were to put him in a better position in Houston, I do think the Houston situation is better than Charlotte's at this point, not by much, but Houston has made those upgrades this offseason. They did get Udoka. They did get, you know, the veterans and all that. And look, I mean, Kai Jones comes in. You can't guarantee him minutes, but is he a former first-round pick in the 2020s that, you know, may have a shot to be better? If he's mentally healthy, that's the big if. If he's mentally healthy, I wouldn't mind taking a shot on him, but no. That's a big if. That's a big if, considering everything that, you know, you and I have seen, and we have a limited perspective, obviously, only we only have social media to, you know, base this decision off of. But yeah, I mean, if he's mentally healthy, physically healthy, spiritually healthy, ready to go, I don't hate it.
No, I mean, at 6'11", he's the exact reason. By the way, Cougs just won at the buzzer.
That's crazy.
Oh my God. Maybe
the sports gods do care about you, Michael Brown.
I was about to say, it looks like a tip ball by Manjack, and then
really
caught it in the, yeah, this, when the show's over, you got to go watch.
All right. I'm trying
to catch it out of the corner of my eye. I'm going to turn it off so we can focus on the last 10-ish minutes of the show. No, look, man, he's exactly the type of player, and you got to counterbalance it, right? Because you're gonna end up eventually cutting Kevin Porter Jr. or trading him, probably cutting him if I had to make a guess. That roster spot to me is so perfect for a guy like Kai Jones because, and I'm going to use this phrase a lot this year, Jeremy, this is why you pay Ime Udoka $7.5 million a year, is to take a guy like Kai Jones who has first-round NBA talent and carve out a niche for him. Jock Landale's on a 4-year, $32 million deal, but the first year is the only one guaranteed. Kai Jones could very easily be a serviceable backup big for the Rockets. Very easily. I could totally see him taking the spot of Landale after this season. But I just wanted to get your quick take on that. We also haven't discussed, did you see the swag bags that Fred VanVleet got all of his teammates?
No, I did not.
Yeah, you need to go. It's on Rockets.com. You got to check out the swag bag that he gave all of his teammates. It's got headphones, like slippers, shoes, all these different types of things. And I bring this up because while that's cool, that's great bringing that type of camaraderie into the locker room, it goes beyond that. Fred VanVleet was such a perfect addition to this team. Like, you're already seeing the benefits to a guy like Jalen Green, Jabari Smith. Like, these guys are elevating their games thus far under the leadership of Fred VanVleet. And nobody better get it twisted. Şengün, cornerstone, Jalen Green, cornerstone, great. The leader of this team is Fred VanVleet. And you better
say this. As long – that's a conditional statement you made.
Okay.
As long as the trajectory continues and spills into the regular season, we have to, like, you know, like, yes, we love what we saw. And we are, as a podcast, treating this like a regular season game in a
way.
But we do have to keep in mind this is just the preseason, and it doesn't, like, and yes, it's great, and yes, it's potential, and it's a look into the crystal ball, into what it may be. I just hope that the prophecy reigns true, because yes, the potential on this team is legit. We've been talking about it all summer. We've been talking about it, you know, throughout training camp, the preseason. And now in the preseason, we're seeing a glimpse of it. We're seeing a glimpse, and we're seeing, oh, maybe we weren't so crazy when we were talking about this in the summer.
No.
Well, maybe there's some truth to it. Maybe there's some truth to it. In 2 weeks is when we start to find out if there actually is a truth to it.
And you know what, man? In watching this game tonight and through these first two preseason games, you know what I really love about this team thus far from what I've seen is this is a very relatable group of Rockets to Rockets fans. This is an easy group to root for, in my opinion. Even the Dylan Brookses of the world, who had a coming out party, let's call it what it is, in his first game as a Rocket. But even him, they're so relatable because you have the Dylan Brookses, who Dylan the villain. Fred VanVleet was undrafted. Jalen Green didn't go number one overall. Jabari didn't go number one overall. You have Boban, who easily is probably the most liked guy in the league. Would you agree with that statement? Like, individually as a guy, he's probably the most liked guy. You got Uncle Jeff. You got Amen Thompson, who oozes potential. I'm trying to think who I'm – oh, Tari Eason, who plays ball harder than nearly every player I've seen. You talk about a guy like Jayshon Tate, who his story getting to the league, coming from Australia, is one to root for. It's such an easy team to get behind, Jeremy. I mean, objectively speaking, it's a long season.
I'm going to give you a retweet there, Mike. I agree with everything you said. Yeah, like I said earlier in the show, Cool Ranch, nacho cheese on the shoulders. It's, you know, everyone has something to prove on this team, and they're acting like it. And there's a sense of grit there, a little bit of a grit. Little bit of an anger, and they missed that fire. There was not a fire in there.
No.
And I do think that it was reflected in how this team is coached, right? Steven Silas, very mild-mannered individual, someone who is happy to be there and all that. But that's kind of how the team was. It was like, you know, hey, we're happy to be here. We're new to the NBA. Like, hello. You know, we'll have our time at some other point, but y'all have your time now. We'll have our chance at some point.
This team's
not acting like that anymore. It's not. And Udoka has a lot. You know, he's saying he wants to make the playoffs this year. He doesn't want to miss the playoffs. He's never missed the playoffs in his career. I think he said that sometime during the offseason. There is a different vibe about the team, and it's reflected. The coaching staff has reflected that onto its players. So,
yeah, man.
Love to see it.
I'm excited, man. Like, it's hard to contain the excitement. Maybe it's the fact I get to go on vacation after tomorrow, but I digress.
Play. Yep.
I think this is a
get yourself a bag of Doritos. Get yourself some
Cool Ranch, Gardetto
Cool Ranch, Mountain Dew, and just. Or in another adult beverage of your choice.
I'm all hopped up on Mountain Dew.
Yes.
I'll kick you like a spider monkey. Rockets next game is going to be Monday, Wednesday.
Oh, my God.
Jeremy's going to be on the call. Me to be determined. Depends on how the Wi-Fi is on the cruise ship. I'm off to Miami on Saturday. I'll return a week from Saturday. Once again, Rockets win by a million tonight over the New Orleans Pelicans in Birmingham. Jeremy. Again, we're one day closer to our fourth season together, coming up on our 500th episode together, which is, I mean, in today's day and age, I mean, better than Bonnie and Clyde, better than peanut butter and jelly, better than, you know, pizza and pineapple, if you will. So congrats. No.
I think we are better than pizza and pineapple.
Honestly. Well, pineapple doesn't belong anywhere near a pizza. So you know what? Exactly. I think you're correct there. This is a decent place to park the rocket ship. If you're on Twitter, make sure to follow the Kiss of Death at Rockets FFSN. You can follow Jeremy Brenner on Twitter. You can see it right there at Jeremy Brenner. Follow me on Twitter at MikeBrown_2020. Once again, next show, Monday night. Jeremy, enjoy a few days off. You deserve it. We'll talk to you on Monday night. And until next time, Rockets fans.
Go Rockets.